He's going to just get back into the left-handed batter's box with his lumber the way it was prior to that 0-1. Craft set, the 0-2. Balanced right back by Teal. It'll be 7-8-9 in the top of the fourth for Kalamazoo. We'll see if it's still Brandon Scott. 3 innings, 59 pitches, 4 hits and an earned run. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. I want to give a birthday shout out to Mike Spears, the pitching coach of the Raptors, in his first season. Now we're going to give him a birthday shout out at some point this game. Aiden Teal has taken off the batting gloves before the 0-2. See if he's got any juice going with the old school style at the dish. The 0-2. Bounce straight back. He's hanging tough with Kraft in his second plate appearance of the contest. Danny Kerr, the right-hander from Rowan College, warming up in the Raptor bullpen right now. Would be his second appearance with the Raptors. Both have been within this last week. 0-2, got him swinging in the dirt. Teal chases. That is the second out of the third inning. It'll be up to Jorge Degatti to keep this inning alive. Degatti, a double back in the first inning. His 7th of the season. His 11th as a Raptor. Lloyd leading off first. First pitch to Degatti, misses outside. 3 right-handed batters to 6 left-handed bats. That's bad math on my part. And Kirk Schreider's lineup here tonight. 2 lefties, 2 switch hitters. 5 right-handed hitters for Kalamazoo as the 1-0 delivery to Degatti is called a strike. Almost halfway home through game 2 already. It was a 7-11 first pitch. A 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. That one caught the outside corner. Degatti unable to connect. It's 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. Hey, got him looking. 2 punch outs in the inning and a runner left on. Ben Lloyd's leadoff single does not get pushed across. We're through 3 innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. But before we head to break, Raptor fans, another reminder that the place to stay this summer in Wisconsin Rapids is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes 4-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone. 7-8-9 to up against Brandon Scott when we return in a couple minutes right here on WFHR.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top four here from Winter Field in a 1-0 ball game. Kalamazoo, Wisconsin Rapids. The Growlers a run on 4 hits and no errors. And for the Rafters, no runs on 3 hits and no errors. Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the broadcast booth. 7-8-9 due up in this inning for the Growlers. Lawson Knight, the center fielder, to lead off. Showing bunt on the first pitch. Pulls back, but that one catches the inside corner for a called strike out of the hand of Brandon Scott. Scott now 3+. The Rafters starter getting the nod from Mike Spears to head back out and throw this fourth inning. The 0-1. Off-speed delivery missing low and inside. It's the first baseman Antonio Parada on deck and the switch-hitting right fielder out of the 9-hole, Miles Beal, to follow. Rafters got a leadoff single in the bottom of the third inning from Ben Lloyd, but was left out on the bags. 1-1, chopped on the ground to short. A tough hop fielded by Kyler McIntosh. The throw to first is dug out by Dalton Fiveash in time. It's a 6-3 putout of Lawson Knight to begin this fourth inning. Antonio Parada hit by a pitch by Scott back in the second. We'll climb into the left-handed batter's box. Parada, a multi-hit effort in game one. The Virginia Cavalier entering the doubleheader today, a 163 hitter on the season. Third base side of the rubber, Scott's first delivery to Parada is a fastball on the outside corner that's called a strike. Wisconsin Rapids will bring 4-5-6 to the dish in the home half of this fourth inning. Chris Arroyo, Orlando Lordoy, and Kyler McIntosh. The 0-1. This is behind Parada to even the count at a ball and a strike. Scott peers into Webb. Pitch clock resetting at 20. The 1-1. Fastball running inside, almost hitting Parada. Count now, 2 balls and a strike. It is Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander from Campbellsville, down the line doing some towel drills in the Rafter bullpen. Had Danny Kerr throwing an inning ago as well. The 2-1. Fastball ripped on the ground to second. Ben Lloyd will glove it and throw to first in time. Two up, two down, both on the ground for Scott here in the fourth, and the batter is Miles Beal. Miles Beal popped out to first base back in the second inning. Beal playing for Kalamazoo for a third straight season. A 224 hitter in 34 games is Beal. He came in off the bench in game one as a pinch hitter, getting the start here in game two. First pitch from Scott, misses low and inside. Played 49 games for the Growlers last summer and hit 275 in 153 at-bats. It was a 14-game Growler back in 2022. The 1-0, hit hard on the ground, foul down the third baseline.
Hey, fans, the 50-50 raffle total right now is over $1,800. That means someone's going to take home $900 unless you keep buying tickets.
Beal played in 4 playoff games for Kalamazoo back in 2022 and 3 games in the playoffs a season ago. Growlers in a playoff hunt right now with Traverse City atop of the second half division standings in the Great Lakes East. 1-1 fastball, shooting the knees is Scott and netting a called strike to make it 1-2. Beal's last hit came at Fond du Lac in the series opener on Tuesday. 1-for-1 off the bench was him. The 1-2. This is down in the dirt, blocked by Christian Webb. Count evens 2-2. Against Wisconsin Rapids, Beal started in both games, went 0-for-8, did score 2 runs in the opener. Scott has a chance for a 1-2-3 frame, a 2-2 count with 2 down. The southpaw comes set, deep breath, the payoff. On the top of the zone, got him looking. 1-2-3, top of the fourth. Brandon Scott has gone 4 innings of 1-run ball against the Kalamazoo Growlers here at Winter Field. We head to the home half right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
in Iraq. Our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Plover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
First pitch to Chris Arroyo in the bottom of the fourth inning. Swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. A run on four hits and no errors for Kalamazoo. No runs, three hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. As the 0-1 is swung on and missed again by Chris. Count nothing at 2. Arroyo in the ball game, reached on a catcher's interference back in the first. The 0-2 breaking ball bounced in off the plate, swung on and missed. Wells will gather and throw to first in time. Another drop third strike, no catcher's interference this time. That is the first out of the inning. And you can see why Ryan Kraft has been one of, if not the best pitcher in the Northwoods League this season. 3 1/3, 38 pitches thrown, 6 punchouts, no walks or runs allowed. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Orlando Lordoy, misses down for ball one. Lordoy a pop out to the second baseman Brody Akers to retire the side back in the first inning. Out of the windup, Kraft's 1-0. Off-speed delivery right down the chute to even it up at 1-1. McIntosh on deck, then it's Dalton Fiveash. 1-1. Breaking ball runs inside and hits Lordoy. He'll reach for the first time today. Rafter fans, your place to stay when coming in to see the team and visit the Rapids area this summer is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs. To the Wisconsin Rapids area, they're covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Kyler McIntosh, a swinging strikeout against Kraft back in the second inning, and he falls behind 0-1 on that first pitch fastball. Dalton Fiveash and Christian Webb awaiting in the wings, bottom third of the Rafter order to come up for a second time. It's the 0-1. Pick off to first, giving a look at Lordoy. Four innings for Brandon Scott, 71 pitches thrown. You can make the assumption potentially that the Southpaw's day has come to a close. Is Danny Kerr warming up in the Rafter bullpen? Owen McIntosh chopped on the ground to third, glove by Reinhardt to second one, Akers to first, dug out by Parada in time. As an inning ending 4-5-4-3 double play, the minimum faced here in the fourth inning for Ryan Kraft. 1-0 Growlers to the top of the fifth we go right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher here in the top of the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. It's the Rowan College product, Danny Kerr. Growlers 1, Rafters nothing on WFHR. His first pitch to Brody Akers misses upstairs for ball 1. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, 62 of 70 in the books this season after tonight. A 1-0 fastball misses high as well for ball 2 on Brody Akers. Akers 0 for 2 in the ballgame, a ground out to second back in the first, and an inning-ending fielder's choice back in the second. Kerr's 2-0. Fastball missing low and inside for ball 3. Debut in the Northwoods League for Kerr back on the 30th. Tuesday at Wausau. Two innings pitched, 3 hits allowed, 1 earned run. No walks and 3 strikeouts facing 9 woodchuck hitters as the 3-0 fastball is dialed in there for a called strike. Danny threw 37 pitches in his debut. The 3-1 delivery. Missing inside, nearly hitting Akers for ball 4. Brandon Scott, 4 innings of 4-hit ball tonight here at Witter. 1 earned run for the left-hander. 1 walk and 4 strikeouts on 71 pitches. You look at the pitchers on this roster that remain from opening day way back when at the end of May. I see Tristan Krusenberry. I see Brandon Scott and Nick Perry. The first delivery to Savi Delgado fouled back. Delgado 1 for 2. Solo homer to left field back in the third inning, the lone run put up in the ballgame so far. Also homered in game 1 of the Twin Bill a few hours ago. Kerr out of the stretch, the right-hander. As Ryer Reinhardt on deck, and then Gabe Springer. The 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed, count nothing and 2 on the Growler shortstop. Ryan Kraft carving on the other side right now for Kalamazoo. The Indiana Hoosier making it look easy. Raptors look to change that in the home half of this fifth inning. The 0-2. Breaking ball in the outside corner just misses for ball 1. Raptors the comeback kids in game 1. Down 6-3 entering the bottom of the seventh. Reminder, 2 7-inning battles here today with Kalamazoo after last night's postponement. Tying it with a couple homers in inning 7 and walking it off in the 8th. 1-2 breaking ball fouled away by Delgado down the first base side. A little bit of the opposite here in game two. Game one didn't see the first run be put up till the top of the fifth, so we're top five now and it's 1-0. That's pretty on par. But just a different vibe here in the second battle. 1-2, runner takes off for second. It misses low and away. Webb's throw down to the two bag is not in time. It gets by both middle infielders into shallow center. But staying put at second is Brody Akers. Runner in scoring position in a 2-2 count with nobody out for Savi Delgado. Kerr looking for the first out of the inning. Peers into Casso, gives him a nod and comes set with 15 on the clock. Or should say that's Webb behind home plate. 2-2 breaking ball fouled back. About to enter the final week of the regular season. Where is the time gone, Raptor fans? Still plenty of baseball, and important baseball to be played here at Winter Field. This is a fantastic crowd to have here tonight. We got Friday night fireworks after the ball game as well. We'll have two firework days next week, both games against Green Bay, Friday and Saturday, games 69 and 70 on the campaign, as the 2-2 fastball misses outside. Signifying the end of the summer. I know a lot of people say Labor Day is the end of the summer, but really the end of the summer fun here at Winter Field. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The Berry University product, Savi Delgado, awaiting. Payoff breaking ball hit on the line to second, caught by Ben Lloyd, but immediately retreating to second is Brody Akers. One out, runner in scoring position, and the batter is Reinhardt. Reinhardt a single back in the first. Last time up, a six-pitch walk in the top of inning three. Kerr set the first delivery. Fastball missing downstairs for ball one. The Northwoods League scoreboard update, obviously very important. Top nine, Kokomo's got the lead at home. They got it back in Indiana, 4-3 over the Kenosha Kingfish. 1-0 fastball missing high from Kerr. Top nine, still the same score from our last update. At Traverse City, the Pit Spitters trailing 5-3 to the Battle Creek Battle Jacks on ESPN Plus at Turtle Creek Stadium. Good leadoff for Akers at second, being held on by Ben Lloyd. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Tardy on that fastball was Reinhardt. Top seven, the Woodchucks trail the Thunder Bay Border Cats 4-2. Thunder Bay in striking distance of sweeping the doubleheader. Nothing in Eau Claire. Pitcher's duel at Carson Park between the Huskies and the Express. The 2-1 fastball fouled back by Reinhardt. Duluth has six hits. Eau Claire yet to record a hit in their home yard. 9-1 top six at Rockford Stadium. The Rivets in full control against the Royal Oak Leprechauns. Mankato trails at home. 4-2 the score. Top seven against the 18-9 second half. St. Cloud rocks. Madison leading game two of their twin bill at home against Green Bay, 6-5 Mallards. Connor Nolan currently on the mound for the Rockers, facing Isaac Kim in the batter's box for Madison. Kerr's 2-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Two down and a runner on second. The top of the fifth inning, it'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Gabe Springer. 5-5, all knotted up, top six at Riverfront Stadium in Iowa. Lacrosse Loggers against the Waterloo Bucks there. Bottom six. Minot Hot Tots at home at Corbett Field, and they're in full control, 7-2 the score against the Rochester Honkers. Game two of the doubleheader, Lakeshore at Fond du Lac. 0-0 top two, Amar Tassang getting the ball in game two for the Dock Spiders. It's the first pitch to Gabe Springer, hitting from the left side for the first time tonight, misses low. 10-2 at Bill Taunton Stadium. The Stingers lead the Big Sticks in the top of the seventh. No Northwoods League softball here on this Friday. The 1-0. Hit in the air. That'll clear our press box straight back. Count evens 1-1. As you look at the second half standings, Kalamazoo's defeat earlier moves them a game and a half back of the 18-10 Traverse City Pit Spinners. So the Pit Spinners trailing right now at home is big for KZU, and they need to win this game here tonight. The first half winners are in third place in the second half, that being the Rockford Rivets. The 1-1 hit in the air center field. Aiden Teal back in front of the track at the wall. Does he have enough room? He does not. That ball is gone. Home run number 6 of the season for Gabe Springer. And it's a multi-run Kalamazoo lead, 3-0 Growlers. Hit one against Wisconsin Rapids back at home a few weeks ago, and he does it here at Wooder Field on this Friday night. Two out Jack Kerr's second home run allowed of his Northwoods League career. Trey Wells is 1-for-2, singled back in the third, struck out swinging in the second. Very deflating feeling right now here at Wooder Field as the first pitch to Wells misses low and outside. 375 off the bat of Gabe Springer. The 1-0. Fastball missing low and outside for ball two. More in that Great Lakes East standings in the second half. Royal Oak behind Rockford in fourth place at 13 wins and 15 losses. They're 5 back. Kenosha 5.5 out at 12-15. Battle Creek's 10-17 and 7.5 back of the leader as the 2-0 pitch, hot liner to third, gets off the glove of Onati. We'll see how it's scored. Either way, another two-out base runner for Kalamazoo here in the fifth. Bringing up the rear in that Great Lakes East division, currently leading at home are the Kokomo Jackrabbits at 7-20. Colin Blanchard has reached in both of his trips to the plate today, hit by a pitch in the second, singled in the third. Kerr looking to get out of this inning here. First pitch to Blanchard, rolled over on the ground. That's going to get through the right side. Wells will stay put at second. Blanchard aboard in all three of his plate appearances in the ballgame. First and second, two away, and the batter is Lawson Knight. Lawson Knight, a single back in the second, grounded out to short in the fourth. Kerr comes set, dealing with more traffic on the bases. First pitch to Knight, misses up and away. Great Lakes West, as mentioned, Madison winning game one of that twin bill at home, getting the half-game lead on Wausau, 19-8, the Chucks at 18-8. Rapids 3.5 back of the Mallards at 16 wins and 12 losses. They need both here today. Five on the pitch clock, the 1-0. Fastball missing low and outside. Green Bay at 14-11, they're 4 out of the division lead. Fond du Lac, 5 games behind Green Bay, and 9 back of Madison at 10-17, and Lakeshore is at 9-17. Kerr set for the 2-0. Fastball in there for a called strike. Duluth leading the Great Plains East Division in the second half at 15-11. They're a game up on the Eau Claire Express and the Thunder Bay Border Cats, each of them 14 wins and 12 losses. As the 2-1 pitch misses low to Lawson Knight for ball three. Rochester at 14-13. They're a game and a half out. Waterloo 2.5 back at 13-14. Ironically, in second to last in the Great Plains East are the first half champions. Lacrosse at 8-19 thus far in half number two. Minnesota in last at 3-9 and 5 out. The 3-1 pitch, fastball missing outside for ball four. It's a 5-pitch walk. They'll load the bags for Antonio Parada. No action in the Raptor bullpen. This is Danny Kerr's inning. Parada 0-for-1, 2 plate appearances today. Was hit by a pitch in the second, grounded out to second an inning ago. Wells on third, Blanchard on second, Knight on first as Kerr fires a first pitch strike into the glove of Christian Webb. Great Plains West has St. Cloud ahead right now at 18-9. They're one game up on the second place Wilmar Stingers at 17-10. But Wilmar, they're already in. They clinched their ticket, winning the Great Plains West on the first half. Mankato, a game and a half out at 17-11. Come down to the Moondogs and the Rocks. The 0-1, Mrs. Lowen inside, gets by the glove of Christian Webb. Wells will score. Blanchard to third to second is Knights. It is 4-0 Kalamazoo. Behind Mankato at 11-16, 7 out are the Minot Hot Tots. Bismarck at 10-16 are 7.5 back. And one of the two new teams here in the Northwoods League this season, Badlands Big Sticks, round out the Great Plains West, 8.5 out of first place with it, 9 wins and 17 losses. A chance here for Antonio Parada to rip this game wide open with 2 in scoring position and 2 down. Eighth hitter of the inning for Kalamazoo. Kerr's 1-1. Fouled away down the third baseline, that'll find the concourse. Count now, a ball and 2 strikes on the Virginia Cavalier. Kerr looking to stop the bleeding here. Right-hander comes set, 11 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. In on the hands, pulled foul down near the Applebee's kid zone on the right field line. Ryan Kraft getting some more run support here in this inning. We'll see if the southpaw gets the nod for the bottom half as the 1-2 is lined into right field for a base hit. Blanchard scores, Knight behind him. It is a 2-run, 2-out single for Antonio Parada, and it is 6-0 Kalamazoo. Ninth batter in the inning is Miles Beal. Mike Spears, the birthday boy, making his way out to the mound. We'll see if Danny Kerr gets the hook here. A full infield mound meeting. Fun game one. So far, not so fun in game two for Wisconsin Rapids. Behind the eight ball at 6-0, a 5-run top of the fifth inning for the visitors. Mike Spears leaves the mound, and the ball remains in Danny Kerr's hand. Beal is 0-for-2 in the ballgame, the beer batter here tonight at Witterfield. 0-for-2, as I mentioned, popped out to first in the second and made the Witter crowd happy to end the previous inning. Went down looking against Brandon Scott. Parada held on by 5 Ash at first base. Kerr elevates the zone on that first delivery, and it's called a strike. Top of the order, not only in the inning, but in the ballgame on deck in Brody Akers. A 1 breaking ball, right down the heart of the plate, it's called strike, and it's quickly nothing at 2. The 0-2, line to right field is just foul. Another 0-2 delivery here from the rafter right-hander to Miles Beal. Kerr peers to first and comes set. He will disengage off the mound. Next 0-2 misses up and away. Now 8 hits for Kalamazoo. Going to sweep the doubleheader here today, or I should say split it. Rapids taking game one. A lengthy second outing in the Northwoods League career of Danny Kerr as he fires the 1-2 breaking ball just offside. Missing the outer edge. This will be Kerr's 41st pitch of the inning right here. responsible for the runner on first if he's unable to finish the inning. The right-hander's 2-2. Breaking ball got him looking. At the very least, the Raptor fans will get some discounted beverages for the second time tonight, courtesy of Danny Kerr and Miles Beal. All nine to the plate for Kalamazoo. They score five times. It is 6-0 Growlers to the home half. The fifth we go. Bottom third due up for the Raptors right here on WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom five here from Winter Field. Ryan Kraft back to the mound for Kalamazoo, and he's got five extra runs to work with on the mound. 6-0 Growlers, six runs on eight hits and an error for Kalamazoo. No runs, three hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. As the first pitch of the inning to Dalton Fiveash misses low for ball one. 7-8-9 this inning for the Raptors. Fiveash, Webb, and Ben Lloyd. The 1-0 to the Western Kentucky Hilltopper bounced on the ground to second. Glove by Akers. He'll throw to first in time. Christian Webb, 0-for-1, a ground out. Two Akers at second base to end the second inning his last time up. All nine sent to the plate in that five-run top of the fifth inning for Kalamazoo. A two-run homer for Gabe Springer, the second round tripper of the ballgame for the visitors. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Christian Webb misses outside for ball one. Second game played in on the season for Webb, his first here at Winter Field. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Ben Lloyd on deck, top of the order, Mason Onati to follow. The 1-1. Fastball misses up and away. Two balls and a strike on Webb. Danny Kerr, one inning is all for today over that 35-pitch threshold. As the liner on the 2-1 down the third base side just foul off the bat of Webb. It is now 2-2. He'll be a new Raptor pitcher when we get to the top of inning six. The payoff pitch from the southpaw Kraft. In on a line to short, a hot smash, gloved in the hole by Delgado. From shallow left field, the throw to first is in time. Two up, two down, both on the ground for Ryan Kraft here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ben Lloyd's got one of the three Raptor hits tonight. Snuck a single under the glove of Brody Akers on the right side back to lead off inning three. Up down lefty battle, first pitch to Lloyd. Fastball right in there on the outer edge for a called strike. The 0-1. This is downstairs and inside on that fastball. Does Kraft to make it a 1-1 count. Out of the windup, gets the nod from Trey Wells. The next pitch, breaking ball and a beauty. Works inside to right down the chute. Lloyd couldn't do much with it. It is now a ball and two strikes on the Kenosha, Wisconsin native. Kraft working quickly as well. Looking for five scoreless. Pitch 54 on the ball game coming here from the Indiana Hoosier. Breaking ball, not biting as Lloyd. It misses low and outside to even the count at 2-2. Kraft has not walked a hitter yet and has struck out half a dozen. Looking for number seven right here in the Raptors' second baseman. The 2-2. Breaking ball, swinging bunt down the first base side. Off the mound is Kraft, gloves, but there's no play to be made. 2-for-2 is Ben Lloyd. That is an infield single. And we'll get back to the top of the order with Mason Onati. Onati 0-for-2, a swinging strikeout back in the first. Last time up, he popped out to his second base counterpart, Brody Akers. The Powell, Ohio native, potentially his final at-bat in a Raptor uniform. We'll look to make the most of it here. The first pitch, this is low and outside.
Marcus Flowerette, the winner of the Coaches and Umpires Basket, please pick it up at the Rat House. Thank you.
Want to know the count looking at first Kraft. It was fastball, and it's in there for a called strike. I know Mason's parents are in attendance here today. They'll make the trek back to Powell, Ohio, about an eight-hour drive before he gets ready for his first year at his new school. Second year of college baseball for Mason as he swings right through that 1-1 delivery. Heading to Pensacola State College. Looking forward to see Mason tear up the JUCO ranks in his sophomore year. Lloyd leading off first, held on by Parada, the 1-2. Breaking ball, not biting on that one in the dirt is Mason. It misses downstairs. It's another one of those guys where, you know, if you're on the road with the team every day, you eventually talk to a few of them every once in a while, especially as the season goes along. And you know, Mason's got a bright future, and it was a pleasure getting to know him and tell his story this summer. 2-2, hit on a line to right field. It's down for a base hit. Lloyd motoring around second. He's going to go first to third. That is Mason Onati's last at-bat as a Raptor. That's a pretty good way to go out. A line drive single to right field puts runners on the corners with two away. Multi-hit inning for the Raptors. Let's see if they can capitalize with Aiden Teal climbing into the left-handed batter's box. Teal singled to right field in the first inning off Kraft. He struck out swinging against the southpaw last time up in the third. Aiden sticking with the no batting gloves. First pitch misses outside for ball one. Chance for the Raptors to get that zero off the scoreboard. Five hits in the ballgame now as a team. The 1-0. Fastball fouled straight back. Count evens at 1-1. It'll be the same spots from the previous inning for Kalamazoo leading off the top of inning six. It is their top of the order. For the fourth time around when we get there, Brody Akers, Sabi Delgado, and Ryer Reinhardt. The 1-1. Ripped hard on the ground, foul down the first base side. Another two-strike count here for Aiden. One ball, two strikes, two outs, they're on the corners. Young man who's had a pretty good day at the dish, I'd say myself. As he waits the 1-2. He got him looking on the off-speed. Five scoreless for Ryan Kraft. He leaves two on here in the fifth, and we head to the sixth at Witter Field. Growlers 6, Raptors nothing right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes, wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do play and laugh.
So
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top six here from Winterfield, a new pitcher in the ballgame. That's the 6'5 redshirt junior from Little Elm, Texas, Nick Perry, for the 13th time this season. Six runs, eight hits, and an error for Kalamazoo. No runs, five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The left-hander Ryan Kraft of Kalamazoo, five scoreless, continuing to show why he's the league's best pitcher this season. Top of the order, do it for the Growlers. First pitch to Brody Akers is on the inside corner for a called strike. Danny Kerr, an inning tossed, four hits allowed, five earned runs a frame ago. Two walks, two strikeouts on 41 pitches. The 0-1. Middle fastball makes it nothing and two. Perry, 16 and a third innings pitched this season, a 1-2 record, two saves recorded. A 9.92 ERA and a 2.45 whip. The 0-2. This is up and away. Last time out, Perry threw an inning against Lakeshore on the 26th. That was the game where the Chinooks came back down 10-1. Perry got the loss, throwing the seventh inning, allowing two runs on two hits, two walks and a punch out, facing seven hitters as the 1-2 slider misses low and outside. Akers in the ballgame, 0-for-2 in his three plate appearances. An inning ago, led off the frame with a five-pitch walk. The Walsh product later scored. The 2-2 misses downstairs for ball three. How about the sellout crowd here tonight? 1,570 people in attendance at historic Winterfield. The 3-2. He got him swinging. Leadoff punch out here in the top of inning six. Savvy Delgado, 1-for-3 in the ballgame. The first pitch to Savvy, fouled away down the first base side. Last time up for Delgado, a line out to the second baseman, Ben Lloyd, an inning ago. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the front door is called a strike. Nothing and two, back-to-back hitters for Perry here in this sixth inning. No balls, two strikes on the Growler shortstop, who has homered in this doubleheader twice today. Perry goes fastballed, it misses outside. Raptors left 3-4-5 in the bottom half of this frame. Jorge Dugatti, Chris Arroyo, and Orlando Lordoy. The 1-2. Chop back on the right side. Lloyd to his backhand behind the second base bag, and a good throw to first. Cuts down Delgado. Two up, two down for Nick Perry, and the batter is Ryer Reinhart. Ryer Reinhart, 1-for-2, 3 plate appearances today, singled with 2 down back in the first. Also drew a 6-pitch walk in the third. Last time up, went down swinging against Danny Kerr an inning ago. First pitch to Reinhart, just missing downstairs on that fastball. All 5 of those runs for Kalamazoo an inning ago were brought in with 2 outs. Gabe Springer's 2-run homer, the second of the ballgame for the Growlers. 1-0 heater, missing low again for ball 2. And Nick Perry asking the home plate umpire Jacob Gorman where that's missing. Once again, same crew from game 1. The crew chief down the first baseline is Drew Taylor, and Keegan Kula, who was calling the balls and strikes earlier, is down the third baseline. 2-0 pitch, missing low, and out to Reinhart for ball 3. The third baseman in game 1 was Brandon Sanchez for Kalamazoo. Had an RBI single in the ballgame, was his first hit in the Northwoods League this summer. 3 balls and no strikes the next pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate is called a strike. Perry going to have to battle back down here, 3-1. That fastball from the right-hander clocked in at 91 miles an hour. Perry goes back to the heater, swung on and missed. In and out the glove of Christian Webb, count now full. 3-2 the count, 2 outs, bases empty. Nick Perry looking to go 3 up, 3 down here in the top of inning 6. The right-hander peers in, agrees on his signs with Christian Webb, and comes set. The payoff pitch bounced in for ball 4. It's a 6-pitch walk to Ryer Reinhart here. He is aboard for the third time in this ballgame. A 2-run homer for Gabe Springer an inning ago. Also hit to an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play back in the third. 5 Ash holding on the runner at first. Perry set. First pitch to Springer on the inside corner. Just misses for ball 1. Andy on the fastball there from Perry, falling behind here on the Stanford Cardinal. The 1-0. That fastball's in there on the outer edge. Count 1-1. Raptors got 2 hits, but left them both on the bases half an inning ago. Infield single from Ben Lloyd with 2 outs, and Onati single to right field as well. And what could be his final trip to the plate as a Raptor. The 1-1. Fastball on the inside corner is called a strike. 1-2 the count here on the Boulder, Colorado native Gabe Springer. Nick Perry to throw his 20th pitch of the inning right here. In on the hands, popped up on the infield. Everyone's lost it in the lights except for the third baseman, Tommy Gulbranson, to make the catch and retire the side. Nick Perry faces one over the minimum here in the top of inning 6 and works a scoreless frame. To the home half we go, 6-0 Growlers right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adopt.
Camping, America's pastime.
The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom six here in Rapids, Jorge Degatti to lead off the inning against Ryan Kraft. First pitch to Jorge, missing up and out for ball one. And with Tommy Gulbranson coming in to play third base, Mason Onati's season with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors has come to a close. 1-0 pitch in the air, center field, coming in on it to make the catch is Knight for the first out of the inning.
Hey, fans, get your 50-50 raffle tickets. We're going to read the number at the end of the inning because the winner tonight is going to hit $1,325.50.
Holy cow. That's a lot of money for the 50-50 raffle here tonight at Witter Field. Over $1,300. The first pitch breaking ball from the left-hander to Chris Arroyo is called a strike. Arroyo reached on a catcher's interference back in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Another breaking ball and another called strike. It's quickly nothing and two, that one catching the outside corner. 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Kalamazoo. No runs, 5 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2, off speed, just missing the inside corner. Arroyo going to fight another delivery here. Lordoy on deck, McIntosh to follow. The 1-2. Breaking ball missing downstairs. 4 straight off-speed deliveries from the left-hander Ryan Kraft in this battle. The 2-2. Breaking ball, tapped foul down the first base side. Not sure if this is going to see a fastball in this entire battle, and rightfully so. And that strikeout in the fourth inning is chasing the off-speed down in the dirt. The 2-2. Fastball not in there, just missing upstairs. A full count, 0-2 to full for Arroyo in his third plate appearance today. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out on the Raptor designated hitter, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, hit high in the air, right center field. Knight and Beal can only watch it go. A mammoth solo shot for Chris Arroyo. Gets the Raptors on the board here tonight. Cue Vangabus, cue the home run horn. Arroyo's 6th of the season. Talking about that light tower power earlier from Chris in game one. You know he's got it in his bat. He finally gets a fastball to go after, and he doesn't miss it. Orlando Lordoy hit by a pitch his last time up in the fourth inning. First pitch breaking ball missing downstairs. That's Chris Arroyo's first home run against a left-hander this season. The 1-0. Fastball hit in the air left field. Tailing foul. Springer giving chase. It'll end up in front of the Raptor bullpen. 1-1 the count. Raptors will not be shut out here tonight at Witter. Laced foul down the left field side. A fastball that Lordoy was just late.